This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Nashville, Tennessee. Come along and join me for a visit with Mark Ezell, Commissioner of Tourism Development.
Yes, Tom, good to meet you, and I look forward to this visit.
Yes, me too. I've been looking forward to it for days. Part of it has to do with your history in the dairy industry.
Yes, well, I was very fortunate to grow up with my grandfather and my father living next door, and we had a family-owned business called Purity Dairies, which was in Middle Tennessee, and we were in the milk and ice cream business. He started in 1926.
Does that mean as a kid that you milk cows?
We had gotten rid of the cows. We had horses.
Okay.
And so I grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. What my dad said is I didn't know how to work that hard because he said, son, nobody works harder than a dairy farmer.
That's true.
And he grew up on a dairy farm. But the farm was gone by then, and we had local farmers bring us their milk by the time that I was able to be there.
So here you are in next iteration of your life, and you got looped into being Commissioner for Tourist Development. Well, how did that happen, and why did you decide to step up to the plate?
A long story, but it started with Bill Lee's an amazing Christian man. And about 3.5 years ago, he came to a few of us and said, guys, I'm thinking about running for office. And of course, I was thinking of some city council. And he said, no, I'm feeling like I might be being called to run for governor. And honestly, I thought that might be a terrible idea just because it's such a large undertaking. And
being a long shot, being an outsider, right?
Yes. There were other candidates, a former Speaker of the House and a United States Congresswoman and an ECD commissioner, former ECD commissioner, people that had more funds they were going to spend. But when Bill said, I feel like I'm called, then a bunch of us said, we'll help, because we really believed his integrity. He really was feeling a servant's calling. Next thing you know, we're all on board helping raise money and being a part of his campaign.
And bottom line, why do you think the voters responded so positively? What resonated with them?
Well, in looking back, it's probably one of the biggest upsets in Tennessee.
You said right at the last days, you thought
absolutely
the guy's way behind.
Yeah, we were trailing. Candidate Lee was trailing just a month out. And really, when the rest of the group went negative on Bill, he very quickly said, guys, that's not what leaders do. And so he continued throughout the whole campaign to show his integrity, his value system. He went out and met people, had practical. Bill's a working man's guy. And so he really related to folks, and it turned out related in a huge way to where he won, convincingly by the time the election came up.
Cool. We need to jump back to you.
Sure.
So how did he loop you in?
Well, after he won, and honestly, I had left the dairy business about a year before, after almost 40 years, and a great career both with Purity and Dean Foods. And I didn't think that I would ever be a part of helping him on the inside. But he came back and said, Mark, I've got an area that I really care about called tourism. It's our second leading industry. And I believe if your branding and marketing expertise was applied to that, it could allow me to be even more focused on all the benefits of tourism. I had to pray about it and make sure it was going to be my calling, and later decided that I would join him, and here I am. And oh my goodness, Tom, I can't believe how good tourism is for Tennessee.
You know what's interesting? I think I've come here a lot, and I love Tennessee. We both know the viralness of Nashville. It's like this machine that keeps growing, and it's incredible and attracts people around the world. Then you have Memphis, also way cool. Then you have Knoxville, love it. And then you have these awesome small rural towns that, as you know, I love to explore and visit. And I think that's where the future is on some levels of tourism. Because how many times can you do Nashville? This is my third time, but I'm more motivated to explore the wonderful little rural towns.
Well, we love that. When I was able to campaign with Governor Lee, he went to those distressed counties. We have 16 distressed counties in Tennessee. At the time, we had 29 at risk. And Candidate Lee spent a lot of time there. And these towns have got great stories. They've got rich history. They've got this small town feel. They've got wonderful scenic beauty assets, streams and lakes.
The history, like Paul Mall with Sergeant York. How
yes.
cool. That could be a Smithsonian destination.
Absolutely. And just between our civil rights trails and our civil war trails and our discovery trails, there's just so many fascinating pieces of our culture. And so what we did, the governor created on his second day Executive Order 1 that said, how do we prioritize our 16 distressed counties? We were ready.
This was number one.
It was number
one.
Wow, perfect.
Then
Governor Lee wanted to say, I wasn't running on this for political reasons. This is really our missional stake in the ground. How do we help these folks? Tourism is going to be a great answer to them because we can create assets. We can promote things they already have in their towns. And so we created the Office of Rural Tourism. On that second day, we just hired a new assistant commissioner to do that, and we've met with the 16 distressed counties last week.
I love it. So, Ed, like that last meeting, what were some of the takeaways, the coolest things that...
Oh, it was so delightful for me, and I'm getting to learn so much. So take a prison like the Brushy Mountains.
In there,
prison.
Love it. Yeah.
And somebody taking a closed facility. They've gone from 40,000 visitors to 80,000 visitors. Now there's a restaurant and a distillery and so many things built around what was an abandoned building.
I remember May saying that it's like second largest employer in the county now.
It absolutely is.
And this
is
in 24 months.
Yes. Another one is in Jackson County. There's this community called Granville. They've started, again, a small town, less than 300 people. Mm-hmm. More than half the town volunteers one time a month to host, to help show the historical small town benefits to people, and they put together festivals. 35,000 people last year went to the tiny town of Granville and had great experiences, and there's music. And, of course, that's another beautiful benefit of Tennessee. We've got songwriters that go all over the state singing, and with Ken Burns doing his country music piece, just going to bring more people to Tennessee. And what we want to do is, you're right, Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, Dollywood, the Smokies, all those are great, big attractions.
But Bristol. They're like this machine that is self-propelling. It
yes.
does it. They don't need that infusion of government help.
And we're going to teach our communities how to make themselves more available, how to be more, they're already friendly and hospitable, but how do we make that visitor experience even better? And with some intentionality, those folks can even learn how to even better take care of people when they come to their town and make sure they've had a great time.
And any other specifics as far as helping them as economic engine, marketing partnerships, you can help them directly?
Absolutely. My business background, what I hope to bring in, and Governor Lee says this often, government is never the answer. Government needs to be a facilitator. And so we've got a lot of hoteliers and restaurants. We're after a restaurant coming back into one of these rural communities that's a fabulous place, partnering them with a hotel and then someone who might put in a kayaking business on the riverfront. So what we want to do is bring private enterprise back into those communities, spending money, community bank philanthropists. We can ignite so many passionate people around those communities to create great tourism assets, and that generates funding for those communities and helps their residents with their quality of life.
So it's like you're creating this machine that becomes self-perpetuating once it gets going.
That's really the goal, and Tennessee fortunately has enough great tourism assets to be able to do that, and I'm really honored to get to be serving in this new role.
That's so cool. A little bit more about your passion, your dream, what you hope to accomplish. You've made a successful career. You're set. You don't have to work.
Right.
So you can pick and choose now, and you can help make the world a better place.
I want to do that. I believe God blessed our family, and it is our responsibility to be giving back. And so I didn't know it would be in this role. But now that I've gotten to see how we can help people help themselves, mm-hmm. I've been very grateful to
can
see
you
how.
Share any specifics in your dreams and visions and just kind of looking forward, things you would like to do?
Absolutely. I mean, for our 16 distressed and our at-risk communities, literally, if we help them with their tourism asset creation, we can help them increase their tax base mm-hmm. and really change the way their community lives. That's a big piece. The other is getting folks, a state like Tennessee has got such a value system that bringing people here is good for all of our economy. But even if we can create visitor experiences that are rich in culture and history and good fun, mm-hmm. music is one of those that just can do that so beautifully. So I do plan on letting this be my calling for these next number of years in trying to serve the governor's calling, which is how do we help the people of Tennessee, and in that way, how do we lead the nation in good ways to serve people?
I love it. I went to Muddy Pond.
Ah, good.
Going to those tiny little rural villages, this again being a Mennonite, was double-layered in immersion in this wonderful little world that you have to seek out.
Yes. Well, and I'm looking forward to exploring, too, because a lot of that is new for me in following. We got a great team. We got an industry that's growing a lot, and they're going to help us all find ways to serve the people. And I'm a data guy. I do a lot of research. The data for Tennessee on tourism is really, really good for both residents and for the visitor experience. So I'm looking forward to serving in this way.
Let's go way back in time. As you know, my little brother was one of the first Got Milk models. He was on an airplane with the milk mustache. When I learned that you were involved in the Milk Advisory Board and creating that, I went, what a small world.
Yes, that was really a thrill for me, probably career-wise, one of the funnest things.
So you were involved in the Got Milk creation.
I was 34, and the chairman of our overall committee said, Mark, please lead the advertising section. We had a $90 million budget. And the agency came in and said, we're going to talk with milk mustaches. The next year came in and used the phrase Got Milk. And who knew that hundreds of celebrities later, that campaign was really beneficial for the milk industry. And it was a real joy and thrill to get to be a part of that.
And what's interesting, that was a long time ago. But if you mention it to anybody, they know what you're
yes.
talking about.
In fact, I saw recently a slogan playoff that mm-hmm. this big national group did, and Nike's Just Do It beat out Got Milk for the final prize of one of the greatest advertising slogans. So it's really fun that when the agency brought that to us for us to get to, hopefully we said yes, mm-hmm. and then it turned out to be a great success.
Very, very cool. And a little tiny bit more about your history in the dairy world.
Yes.
You guys did ice cream.
We did.
Cheese.
Yes, we did milk and ice cream. Mm-hmm. We make a terrific chocolate milk. In fact, Purity's chocolate milk sells more per capita than any chocolate milk in the whole U.S.
Oh.
And it's not some of that low-fat stuff. It's the really good kind with lots of rich cocoa in it. And those kind of fun projects and products were really fun that my grandfather helped us all get started on.
I love it. Mark Ezell, Commissioner of Tourist Development, State of Tennessee. I am so glad you were available and I got to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming back to Tennessee.
My pleasure. I can't wait to come back again.
Good. Yep. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.